Welcome to Credit Matters Newsletter for June 2018. Our monthly newsletter contains information about financial risk management issues, blogs, advice of new business listings, and free advice from organisations such as ASIC. What's new at Credit Matters? This month we continue to develop new products and features. The news segment in our newsletter is one such example. You can now access the latest news from the Bank Doctor. Like everything else we do, hopefully these articles will be of value. The attachments this month include Dealing with Debtors from Creditor Watch, Involved with Disputes from the Small Business Ombudsman, Investigator Upgrade, and What Does a Criminal Look Like by Credit Matters. If you are interested in advertising with Credit Matters, please contact Kim and see what he can do for you. You'll be surprised at the very reasonably priced packages which can be arranged to promote your business. Quote of the month: Let us be thankful for the fools, but for them the rest of us could not succeed. Mark Twain. Monthly business conundrum: Is your business model still valid? The problem with business models is that many are built based on today's theory and resources. In startup mode, a properly constructed and thought out business model is essential, as this provides the base from which you will build your business. In a fast moving and turbulent world, however, one of the most dangerous factors in operating a business is your business model. Too often, management becomes attached to their business model, even if it is not working. To adapt your business models as things don't quite work out is common sense. However, it can also be perceived as a failure of the originating model. The only business model which works is where there is an ethos for long-term survival, allows you to sell profitably as often as possible, and you are paid within terms. All other business models are based on yesterday's theory. Your conundrum, therefore, is to create a business model which guides your business and yet is adaptable for a profitable and long-term future. Monthly business observation. In many of my blogs, I talk about dealing with slow-paying customers, getting payments from fraudsters, doing profitable business, and the art of business. Using this month's quote from Mark Twain offers another opportunity to explore these themes. The main issue when taking advantage of other people's incompetence is to do so legally and with smart business, plus knowing the difference between when truly smart business practices and those that are fraudulent and unethical. Following are a few indicators which allow smarter business people to take advantage over the less competent business people who fail to understand the world of business. More importantly, whilst we all make mistakes in business, the less competent generally fail to learn from their mistakes and to change their business practices accordingly. Nothing benefits customers more than a supplier which does not manage their cash or outstanding invoices. Regretfully, we still see today many business owners and managers do not understand the dynamics of selling on credit, the changing attitudes of debtors towards paying their debts, and is what's happening around them in the global community. From another perspective, many customers do not appear to be aware of the issues facing their business if they do not pay their accounts in a timely fashion. Alternatively, there are other business people who understand the art of business and still obtain favourable deals despite being slow payers. We also see business managers create impenetrable walls of technology whereby their customers and suppliers are unable to communicate effectively with their business. Little do these businesses realise they are not managing their business liabilities, and I do mean the liabilities listed in the balance sheet. It goes without saying, we are also operating in turbulent times. For instance, creditors are losing their rights, customers are willing to commit fraud, and disgruntled employees and customers willing to publicly shame others. Meanwhile, many business people and their managers continue to operate in the belief that somehow they are immune to the effects of these times. The reality in business is once you understand the signs of incompetence in others, you can take steps to protect and grow your business. The secret for your own business success is knowing how to do so legally and with smart business strategies, and the difference between truly smart business practices and those that are fraudulent or unethical. Word of the month. Is the spelling veranda without the H or veranda with the H? One of the well-known uses of the word veranda is in the song Home Among the Gum Trees, written by Bob Brown and Wally Johnson in 1974 and later recorded by John Williamson. The spelling used was veranda with the H. Today, if a person used Microsoft's Word to write the lyrics, they'd most likely use the spelling veranda without the H, as veranda with the H is not included in the Microsoft Spelling Dictionary. According to both the Macquarie and Oxford dictionaries, the primary spelling is veranda with the H, with veranda without the H listed as a secondary spelling. For Australian sites, those ending in .au, according to Google, the usage of veranda with the H compared to veranda without the H is approximately 2-1. So next time when you're sitting in an old rocking chair pondering, you'll know the primary spelling in Australia is veranda ending in an H. Latest news and issues by Trace Personnel. How to give effective feedback. Providing both positive feedback and constructive criticism is all part of the business world. It is a great skill for leaders to possess as it can lead to higher levels of productivity as well as overall loyalty. Here are 5 tips to take away and possibly apply to your next feedback conversation. Choice. Most leaders assume that providing feedback to their employees will constitute immediate change. This is not always the case and should, in fact, be considered a gift. At the end of the day, no matter how sincerely feedback is delivered, how relevant or specific, it is up to the receiver to interpret it and choose what to do with it. Be clear. Remember to be clear and concise when giving feedback. The effectiveness of it reduces when one assumes that their peers need to hear specific feedback. Before you give feedback, it is wise to ask the following questions to determine the interests of the receiver. Why do I need to give this feedback? Is it my role to provide this feedback? Do I desire behaviour change, or do I believe the receiver can perform better? Be descriptive. Be descriptive as possible so as to avoid any misconceptions. It is important to assure your feedback is observational based feedback rather than judgmental. We're here to help. Contact Trace Personnel on 02 9218 5466 for all your recruiting needs. This month's Business Inconvenient Truth. Just because you need to be paid to pay your bills, why do you think your customer cares or will pay you? It is simply amazing how many business people still think their customers will suddenly care about paying their outstanding debts when the supplier has been blasé about outstanding account matters in the past. Suppliers are often slow to chase up unpaid invoices, respect their customer needs, or to quickly resolve problems in order to work together more efficiently. When these issues are part of a trading relationship, suppliers shouldn't be surprised when their customers don't rush to pay them because they suddenly need the money. The best way to maintain prompt payments from customers is to regularly contact them about their unpaid invoices, to work through problems as soon as they are identified, and to make all efforts to have a seamless trading relationship. Thank you for listening to this month's Credit Matters newsletter.